Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamualaikum.
Walaikum assalam.
Assalamualaikum. Okay, well, I'm putting myself on mute.
All right, my brother, I appreciate that. Thank you for your support,
yes,
man.
Okay.
Alhamdulillah.
Okay.
We're going to get started in just a moment.
Okay.
Alhamdulillah. Okay. Brothers and sisters, thank you for joining us today for the Jummah prayer. We're going to call the Adhan, the second Adhan, in just a moment. We have callers in from all over. And we're really grateful for that. And we're getting the support from the Blog Talk Radio. Our brother Amin Yasir Muhammad, he's the director over there, and he's been carrying our program for years and years and years. And we're so grateful. So in just a moment, we're going to go ahead and start the Jummah. We're just waiting for a couple more callers. And we're trying to get everybody to be as timely as possible so that we can always get started right. On time. It's just a moment or two after our usual time, which is 1. And so we'll, inshallah, we'll be able to get going here very shortly. We're going to go ahead and call the Adhan and the second Adhan and get started on our Jummah because we have enough people to participate. And so it only takes 3 adult males, and we can go ahead and get started.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله
Praise be to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. I want to say to everybody, assalamu alaikum. We seek refuge with Allah against Satan, the rejected enemy, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. We praise Allah. We seek his aid and his guidance and his forgiveness. We're going to open the Jummah today here in Los Angeles with the Khutbah al-Hajja. Khutbah al-Hajja. This is the authentic opening that Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, prayers and peace be upon him, started the Jummahs with. In the Arabic, it says, Inna alhamdulillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa na'udhu billahi min shururi wa na'udhu billahi من شروري أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله Pray to Allah forgive our errors or mistakes. I'm going to use the translation here. And it says, Praise be to Allah. This is the English translation in English. Praise be to Allah. We seek his help and his forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah from the evil of our own souls and from our bad deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides, will never be led astray. And whomsoever Allah leads astray, no one can guide. I bear witness that there is no God except Allah, the one and only. He has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad is his servant and his messenger. And when we say Muhammad, we know that we're talking about Muhammad ibn Abdullah, to whom the Holy Quran was revealed. Muhammad of Arabia. And everybody who has the name Muhammad, they actually are on the same pattern or name-wise as Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was named by his grandfather. And his grandfather called him Muhammad. And that means one who is praiseworthy or who does commendable works. So I don't care what Muhammad you know or what Muhammad you followed or what Muhammad you've heard about. Anyone named Muhammad, that name started with Prophet Muhammad of Arabia. And prayers and peace be upon him. We thank Allah for his example, his tremendous hard work. We thank Allah for his mission, his completed mission. And when we say his completed mission, we're talking about the fact that he received the Holy Quran. That is the book of a guide. That is the book of guidance that Allah revealed to him. Revelation through the angel Gabriel. Gabriel is not to be worshipped. We say peace be upon him, but he is not to be worshipped. He's an angel. You can't see angels. They're invisible. But if Allah assigns an angel an assignment, and which includes visibility or the ability to see the angel, because the angel can come in the form of a man, then we're satisfied with that. We accept that. But we don't worship angels. We don't worship people. We don't worship things, anything created. We only worship creates everything and is the reason that everything exists, and that is the creator, Allah, the Most High. We say Al-Muta'ali or Al-Ali, high, lofty, noble, Muta'ali, Most High. Al-Azim, he's great. He's mighty. Allah is undefeatable. Al-Qadr, he has all power, Al-Qadir. Allah is praiseworthy. He's the one to whom we bow. We say, Allahu Akbar, Al-Hamid. He's the one we bow to. You can't see Allah. One of the requirements for us that's mentioned in the Holy Quran, as Muslims, Muslim worshipers, one of the requirements is the unseen. He is Al-Alim. He knows everything. Allah can do whatever he wills, and there are some mysterious things that Allah does. Actually, everything is mysterious. A lot of people say they want to see an alien, they want to see something. Well, sometimes they unfortunately think that when you get something from Hollywood, it's something weird and spooky and strange and freaky. But I want you to know that everything that Allah made for us is all natural. Angels are natural, quote-unquote, alien. You're not to be thought of as a demon or anything like that or some kind of a weird creation. Angels are natural. People are natural. The animals are natural. The plants are natural. The microbes are natural. And the only reason Allah is not natural is because he's the creator. He's not nature. He is the creator of nature. So Allah is the one who is unseen, and Allah is the one who, what's the word? You cannot even comprehend him. You cannot imagine, no imagination can capture him. That's what the Quran says. He's the unseen. But because he has made us natural, then we accept that Allah is, what he has revealed about himself can be understood by the human mind. And we can accept that if we don't understand it or cannot understand it, then that's natural because Allah is the one who, if there's any being that you can't comprehend, that's Allah. He's everywhere, all the time. He's every place, every time, on time, however he wants to present that situation or event. That's Allah. No one else can do that. There's a law on us that says no two things can be in any, that there's no vacuum and no thing can be in two places at the same time and those kinds of things. These are scientific and natural phenomena, but only the created things and created beings are inside of those that reality. But Allah is the highest reality. He is the real, real. One of his attributes is al-haq, which means he's the truth. He is the real reality. How he describes himself and what he says about himself in the Holy Quran, that's what we have to accept. That's what we live. That's what we try to live. Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him, to whom the Quran was revealed, brought to him by the angel Gabriel, that we don't worship. He's just a messenger of Allah. That's why we say peace be upon him. He's a messenger of Allah. He brings the message to the hearts, the minds of whoever Allah chooses to carry that message. And it has to be a legitimate prophet. You know the names. And there's no prophets that come after Muhammad. So even if you don't know all the other names, peace be upon him, even if you don't know all the other names of the messengers, you have to accept that Muhammad is the last messenger. And that what he brought is so complete that we need no more. I hope you can follow these things, because many things that we talk about as Muslims, things that are completely and actually different from what the world has been telling us for thousands and thousands of years. If you can even get a part of the reality of Al-Islam and live it, you're doing a wondrous thing. You're doing a wondrous thing, because it's only the mercy of Allah that causes us not to be completely crushed psychologically, morally, mentally, spiritually. It's a blessing that we have so-called wiggle room, shaitan. But how are we escaping? How are we getting away? Well, we are told as Muslims to seek refuge with Allah. He knows everything. He's the unseen, but he controls everything. He's the creator of all things. All good and natural things, Allah created them, and anything that has perverted itself or made itself bad like Satan did, he wasn't bad at first. His name was Iblis. But anything that makes itself bad, Allah lets it do it. He gives it permission to do it. He allows it. He allows them to do their bad deeds. We say, why is the world so bad? Why is the world so bad? There's a verse in the Quran that says, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and those with him asked, when will come the help of Allah? That verse says, the help of Allah is always near. Always near. So brothers and sisters, keep faith. Don't be weak in faith. Don't give up faith. Keep your faith in Allah. Believe in Allah. Keep faith in Allah. Believe in Allah. Pray to Allah. Seek refuge in Allah against anything. Seek refuge in Allah under all circumstances. Whether you're doing good or bad. When I say doing good, I mean whether you're suffering or whether you're not suffering. Whether you're in fair times, happy times, or testing times, trials, always keep your heart and your mind and your soul with Allah. Pray to Allah. Ask Allah for forgiveness. You can't stop making mistakes. There's no way that you can stop making mistakes or committing some sort of sin. Allah says you have a duty to try to escape from the most heinous of sins. He said if you will not do the worst things, and he will wipe out all evils that may be in you. It's his will. He can do that. It's written in the Quran, and we believe this. See? We're believers. When you believe in Allah, it strengthens you. When you pray to Allah, it strengthens you and purifies you. When you give in charity, It strengthens you. It purifies you. Prophet Muhammad, the prayer and the peace be upon him, who lived who lived this religion better than any human being that ever lived. He lived better than what was revealed. He lived best what was revealed to him, and he lived best and better what was revealed to all of the other messengers. That's why they call him. That's why he is called. This is one of his names. Khair Mursaleen, one of his titles. Khair Mursaleen. Khair or Khair means best or better, ever getting better. Mursaleen means prophets or messengers. So he's called Khair Mursaleen. He's the best of all of the messengers. And as you can see, he's getting better and more honored every day. When you mention his name, you're actually supposed to send peace and blessings upon him. We say, Salallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Prayers be upon him from Allah and peace. Prayers of Allah be upon him and peace. Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah Most High has said that when you send peace on me, on him as a prophet, that Allah sends peace and blessings on you. So you, like Allah said in the Quran, this religion is for your own good. So when you strive to obey Allah, Allah will help you. He has promised that. He says in the Holy Quran, he has inscribed for himself the rules of mercy. Kataba ala, he has inscribed for nafsihi. Kataba ala nafsihi rahmata. And he has inscribed for himself mercy, to be most merciful. The merciful. Ar-Rahmata, that he has inscribed for himself to be merciful to us. That's his promise. He said that's his greatest attribute. So let us seek refuge in Allah. Let us make our prayers, the five daily prayers, you know, the Fajr, the Zuhr, right? The Asr, the Maghrib, the Isha, the Fajr, we pray before the sun comes up. The Dua prayer, we pray just after noon. We don't pray when the sun is straight up. We don't pray when the sun's rising. We don't pray when the sun's setting. So just after noon, we make the Dua prayer. In the mid-afternoon, we make the Asr prayer. In the evening after the sun, just after the sun goes down, we pray the Maghrib prayer. And in the night prayer, when it's dark, we pray the Isha prayer. So we got five daily prayers. And Allah gives them to us. Those were the stated times, time period. The stated, we make these five prayers and we make them at stated times. And that's what regulates us. That's what keeps us healthy. You know, if you eat right, you exercise, you get rest, you drink water, you think right, and you do these kinds of things, you're regulating your physical reality. You're regulating yourself. You're making yourself be healthy and normal. And you're fighting disease. You're fighting against the diseases. You're fighting against irregularity by doing things in a timely manner. So our prayers are set up like that. Our whole religion is set up like that. It's based on the natural creation and the way things Allah wants them to go. We call it the religion of the fitra. Religion of the fitra, not fitna. Fitna means disturbance and craziness and tests and trials. Fitra means the original. Fitra means the original. So our religion is based like that. So we be natural and do all the things that we can do naturally. You heard me mention about getting sleep and drinking water and exercising and thinking rightly and all those things. All of a sudden, your life smooths out. And one of the promises of Allah that if you obey him, he will make easy for you, or smooth for you, your life. Make your life smooth for you, where you won't be worried, you won't be scared, you won't be stressed out, you won't be going through a lot of changes, you won't be having to go to anger management and hate management or whatever they got now. No, you'll be living the life of Muslim, which means submission to Allah. You'll be living in peace and order. You'll be living in happiness, more joy. Sure, you're going to have to go through, like I said, the fitness, where the tests and trials and the things like that. You'd have to do that anyway. If there was no wrong in the world, you still would have to exert yourself to be strong. If you jump in the river and you can swim not real good, you're going to have to exert yourself to get to the other side. If you're climbing a mountain or a hill, you're going to have to exert yourself to get up that hill. The more you've been regulating yourself and exercising, the more able and capable you'll be of overcoming obstacles, overcoming tests and trials and strains and stuff like that. I hope I'm not going too fast, and I hope I'm not mixing up things too much. I'm trying to encapsulate a lot of things that most of us already know. But I was saying a moment ago that you as a Muslim, you know things that the, I was going to say anyway, you know things that the world doesn't know. They teach you stuff. If Allah says don't do something, the world starts doing it. If Allah says don't do something bad, the world starts doing it. If Allah says do something good, the world's teaching you all kind of bad stuff to do. Allah says don't gamble, they gamble. They got a whole cities based on gambling. They got guns. You know the society. Guns, you know, gunfire, killing each other indiscriminately, and killing people for no reason. Lust everywhere, all in the movies. Made everybody lustful, then turn around and say, okay, stop doing that. And then everybody get all mad and they start going crazy and pointing the finger at each other, and that's how you get these movements of people. Why you touch me? Allah made a man to touch a woman. Now, we as Muslims, we get married. People don't even want to be married anymore. They don't want to be married, but they want to touch. Well, they don't want to be married, but they want you to take care of them. Give me money. Pay me attention. Give me security. Make me happy. Tell me I'm beautiful, but don't touch me. So, well, let's get married. I don't want to get married. On my own. They got songs like that. On my own. I want to be by myself. And then that is so unnatural. That is so unnatural that they start losing their minds. The next thing you know, no, they don't want to be with a man. The woman want to be with a woman. Next thing you know, the man don't want to be with a woman. He start wanting to be with another man. Affections and his mind gets confused. And so they start doing the things Allah says don't do. And they do a lot of it. In profusion, confusion and profusion, profusion in their confusion and madness. And Allah says he will curse them with or punish them with going the wrong way because they chose to go the wrong way. So he will add to their wrong way pain. What we were saying about the prayers. So we got the Fajr prayer early in the morning, the Zuhr prayer just after, and the Fajr is before the sun comes up. The Zuhr just after the noon, just afternoon. The Asr in the afternoon, mid-afternoon. Maghrib in the after the sun goes down, and the Isha at night. And we pray those five daily prayers so that we will be regulated in our and balanced in our daily activities. Because we'll have a mind that has said, thank you, Allah. We worship you, Allah. We praise you, Allah. We believe in you, Allah. We will obey you, Allah. And all that peace and order comes to you. All that peace and order comes to you. Unfortunately, they're calling in on my main line. I'm not going to be able to do that. So I'm going to try to see if I can reach them on the alternate line if it stops ringing. I'll give them a minute. But pardon me just a minute. Our religion is called the peace, the order, the submission to the will of Allah, the obedience to Allah, the doing of things the way Allah wants them done. On my second line, don't hang up. I'm going to see if I can reach this other party. So don't hang up. I'm just going to see if I can get into them to see if they'll answer their phone over there, and we'll both be on a great. You're on the line. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Now, everyone who's on the line, And we thank Allah for you being with us today at the Jumu'ah here. Everybody who's on the line, make sure you can keep your environment quiet as possible and that your phone is on mute if you have mute buttons. We thank Allah for you joining us today. Jumu'ah is very important. The Muslims all over the world, just think about it. 2 billion people all over the world today are observing Jumu'ah prayer. Over 2 billion people. And I was telling somebody the other day, keep in mind that the Muslims, I was telling somebody today, in fact, the Muslims, we're the most prayerful people as a group, as a community, as a people. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to call us a nation. So that's what we are. As a nation, an international nation, a universal nation, an eternal nation, we won't be shut off until Allah shuts us off. What we're doing guarantees you eternal life. What you're doing as a Muslim by believing in Allah, by praying to Allah, by giving in zakat, charity, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said it burns up sins. It destroys sins like water puts out fire. Charity burns up sin like water puts out fire. We were talking about the principles. We were talking about the prayer. But as a group, we're praying. After we give in charity, we fast during the month of Ramadan. As a group, as a nation, as a people, as a community, we respect fasting and have an organized, more ordered fast than anybody else on the planet. Nobody thinks like us. We are divinely ordered to do what we do. Pray more than anybody else on the planet, and we pray the real prayers, the right things to say, the things that Allah wants us to say that guarantees us success. So we ain't praying for no Bentley or no Jaguar, car, house. Allah says, you think it's your house, your property, your following and sons, your wealth, whatever, beauty, whatever. If you think all that is more important than Allah and the worship of Allah and the obedience to Allah, he said, just wait. So everybody is astray except those who obey Allah. We don't like to see people get punished. But if you're doing something wrong, thinking you're doing something right, you are not on the right path. Allah calls our way of life, the path we're on, the way we're on, Sirat al-Mustaqim. Our religion, our way of life is the most comprehensive, the most developed and well-ordered, best explained, best understood. Yes, it is the most blessed. 2 billion people today are getting a blessing that nobody else on the planet is even prepared or set up or organized or have the ability to live because they don't have it. They don't have the truth. They don't have the divine reality that Allah has assigned for us to live inside of that are his own words that he has ordered for us to live with so that we can be successful and be happy. Nobody on the planet as a group is happier and more joyful. I don't care about your little problems. That's nothing compared to what any few hundred or any few thousand or even billions of the rest of the world is going through. Thank Allah for what he has blessed you with because it could always be worse. And you constantly are doing things that could call forth the wrath of Allah, but he forgives you. He said most of the things, the sins you do, most of it, he forgives you. Oh, how merciful Allah is. And how blessed you are to be a recipient of the greatest movement, the greatest living mentality, the greatest living doctrine, the greatest real doctrine. You're living everyday truth. You're living divinely ordered way of life every day as a Muslim. Not just you, over 2 billion people. Shoot, we got hundreds and hundreds of millions that know the Holy Quran by heart, or most of it, who can tell you right from wrong, nonstop. Allah says, Kuntum khayra ummatin hukrijat lil nas. Ta'maruna bil ma'rufi wa tanhauna an al munkari wa tu'minuna billah. That you are the best of people evolved or brought forth or brought out for the benefit of mankind. Enjoining what is right, forbidding what is wrong, and believing in Allah. Yes. That's our identity. Our main identity are the people who are brought here, who are created, put on the earth, brought up out of the earth, but natural. Earth is our dwelling place. We're made from the earth. Our father Adam is made from the earth. Allah said he made him from dust. Allah says some of the people have faith. Some of the people are good. He said, but most of them are perverted transgressors. And some of the people of the book, in fact, he spells it out. He said that some of the people of the book, that doesn't even mention the pagans. It's talking about people who are expected to be on right guidance. Some of them are on right guidance. He said, but most of the people of the book, talking about the Jews and the Christians, but most of them who are supposed to be leading mankind to Allah, says most of them are perverted transgressors. Nobody can say that about the Muslim community. Well, we got some bad boys, too, running around blowing up masjids, killing people, killing each other. They dare to use the name Muhammad or Abdullah, and they are a cursed murderer. They've read where they're going to have to pay, but they don't believe that. And so Allah says he'll leave them on the path they have chosen then. And he said one day they'll say, our Lord, return us to life. We'll work righteousness, not the things we used to do. Allah says he's not going to send them back to life because he indeed knows that they are liars. He knows that they are indeed liars. And there's others who will say, our Lord, show us those among jinn and men who misled us. We will crush them beneath our feet. We will stop them so that they become worse than us, worst of all. Not only are they guilty, not only are they going to get punishment, but if we could, we would start their punishment. Our Lord, he said, Rabbana arina alladina adallana min al-jinni wal-insi najalhuma fasta damina min al can't remember all of it, but that's the good part. The good part, brothers and sisters, is that we are just getting this Quran, and we've been brought up in a dirty environment. We were done dirty. They abused us real dirty. They defiled us. They kidnapped us. They lynched us, raped us, taught us all kinds of foul and corrupt things. But now Allah sent the pure book, La Rayba Fi, the book that has no doubt in it. It's the pure book. He sent it to us to apply that to our life so that we can see with our five senses, see with our everyday reality that we are being raised up, that we are being purified, that we are being helped, that we are being advanced, that we're being pulled all the way up to the front of humanity, and because of what Allah has blessed us with, we're now able to benefit them. And Allah says, don't feel bad if they reject you. And many were the those who came with the truth. Many are the messengers and their followers who were rejected. Said, but they bore their rejection and their wrongs. They just took it. They bore their rejection and their wrong. They had to go ahead and handle it. Said, but don't worry. Allah will pay them back for their wickedness, and Allah will bless the believers, save the believers, advance the believers, deliver the believers. So we follow the principles of the religion and the beliefs of the religion. We believe in angels. We believe in the books of Allah. We believe in all the messengers of Allah. We don't go to anybody and say Jesus was not a messenger, peace be upon him. In fact, I go to people and tell them Jesus was a Muslim, major Muslim. Prophet Muhammad saw something, said him and Jesus on the day of judgment will be standing together like you put your two fingers together. So don't be tricked into thinking that just because you hate the idols and the white statues and all that and the false doctrine, don't have the wrong ideas. Don't follow and mix the lies in with the reality. See what Allah says about Isa, Jesus, in the Holy Quran. In Arabic, his name is Isa. Peace be upon him. See what Allah says about him in the Quran. And Allah says that he and his mother both had to eat food, so they were created. And that Jesus had followers called, in Arabic, is Al-Hawariyuna. Al-Hawariyina. He had followers, in English they translated as disciples, and they asked him to ask Allah to send them sustenance from heaven. And Jesus asked them, don't you believe? And they said, yes, we believe, but we just want something from heaven. We just want some proof that what you are teaching us is indeed the truth. And so Jesus prayed to Allah to send them down sustenance from heaven. And some people call it the Last Supper. But I want you to know it's not talking about lamb chops, and most of the time they show fruit, right? Apples, oranges, bananas on the table. It wasn't talking about any physical food at all, but it was talking about the truth that Allah gives, the real sustenance, the mental, the moral, the psychological food, the psychological feeding that we need for our minds to be healthy and sober, sane in the life of this world, so that we can see. And what will that that sustenance from heaven do for us? It will be light. It will be nutrients, nutrition. It will make us strong. It will make us capable. It is that food we will be feeding on the very words of Allah, so that we will be purified, recreated. You know, you hear some people call it recreation, right? If you pronounce it a little different, you'll see that the recreating has to go on. The renewing and the renewal has to go on. You know, when you're young, the scientists tell us, the doctors tell us, that your body renews new cells at a phenomenal rate. Not only enough to replace the ones that are dying at a tremendous rate and that are damaged through, you know, you falling down, injured, sickness, disease, or whatever, but that you actually not only replacement, but you're actually growing and getting new, and because you have to have cell growth. You have to have growth because you're getting bigger and stronger as you get older, and you're still repairing and recreating yourself as you get older. I hope you can understand what I'm talking about. So you're getting older and you're growing. You're replacing that which is not needed anymore, that which dies or that which gets old. A three-year-old child can have a three-year-old cell. It has to go because he's going to get older than 3 years old. I think you understand what I'm saying. Brothers and sisters, we're the wisest people on the earth. Nobody, I'm a common person. No other religion has the common people as knowledgeable and as wise and as advanced and as capable of learning and taking on new knowledge as we have. 2 billion of us. We're getting a mighty blessing from Allah to be a mighty people. We're being empowered by Allah. We should fall down in humble gratitude and obedience and love for Allah and allegiance to Allah. Cling to Allah. Seek refuge with Allah. Seek safety with Allah. Seek balance and growth and development with Allah. Seek strength, whether you're young or old, from Allah. A lot of times you'll see an 80 or 90-year-old Muslim looks like he's about 60, maybe 50. I've seen brothers who are, I mean, usually, this is not just every now and then, I've seen brothers in their 60s and 70s who have new children. You become a Muslim, you practice al-Islam, you got to practice it, see? Like, what about a doctor that got his degree in 1949? and he hasn't been back to school or taken any new classes or learned any new techniques since then, you're in trouble. And he's in trouble, too, for killing people with methods that used to be approved in the 50s that are outlawed now. They're outlawed. You can't do it anymore. They're forbidden. They found out it's not right or doesn't work, and or that it carries horrible side effects. Operation procedures, medicines, all that. Mm-hmm. The law is doing us a huge favor. We should be grateful and thanking Allah, and he will improve us. It says, Sayahdihim wa yuslihu balahu, that he will guide you and improve your condition. He will guide them, talking about believers, and improve their condition. So we're being improved. We're being developed. We are learning at a phenomenal rate, all of us. Prophet Muhammad SAW said that the Quran is so important. He said that if you only know one verse, you have a duty to teach it, to learn it, to live it, to teach it. You have a duty to do that. If you only know one verse, and Allah Most High, he gives a reward for 10, he gives a reward of 10 blessings, 10 rewards, 10 rewards for each letter of the Arabic Quran that you learn. And somebody might say, oh, everything is okay till you say we got to learn Arabic. What are you talking about? You come from a land where people in their lands, they've been speaking hundreds of languages for thousands and thousands of years. Go to Nigeria. They've got over 500 languages and dialects. Somebody might say, oh, that's too hard. I can't do that. Can't you talk to your next door neighbor? You don't know everything from the locale that your next. They might be from Alabama. And your people might be from Maine or whatever. You don't know every single thing they're saying. Some words may not exist in your vocabulary or mentality at all. But in some of these countries, they literally speak hundreds of almost completely distinct languages. Isn't that amazing? Prophet Muhammad SAW said that for every letter of the Quran that you learn, you get 10 rewards from Allah. 10 rewards. So if we could pull our minds away from thinking like the world has taught us to think, only with money, or if we took that application and put it over into blessings, if I said I was going to give you $10 for every $1 that you give me, you would be hustling. I'm going to give you $100 for every $10 that you give me, you would be hustling. Well, why won't you believe in Allah's blessings, Allah's mercy, Allah's reality, Allah's blessing for you? That he's going to elevate you, and that every time you do a good deed, you're going to get 10 rewards or more. Yeah, specifically, he was talking about the learning of the Quran, but Allah can give you as many blessings as he wants to. The Prophet ﷺ said, for every letter carries 10 rewards. But Allah says, a good deed, he balances, he weighs it. He weighs it on the scale al-wazn. Al-waznu, the scale. And he said, if your scale is heavy, sometimes I get the words mixed up. Don't worry. I never worry. I just go back to study and keep on studying and keep on studying and keep on studying. And one day, brothers and sisters, you'll become so proficient in your Arabic and understanding the Quran, you become so proficient, and that Arabic, it loves you. What Allah sends for you, he uses it to show you his love and his mercy. So all of a sudden, you find yourself gobbling up the Quran. This, ooh, this is good. But what's the English got in it for you? Since we've been, and many people of the world, since we've been under the power of the European rule, we've been under the lash. We've been under the brutality. We've been under the cruelty. And we're still speaking their language, and many of us, unfortunately, want to be like them. We want to be cloned. We want to be grafted. We don't want to be real. We want to be grafted. We don't want to be the original thing. We don't want to be true to how Allah and what Allah made us. We want to be somebody else. We got black, curly, or tight, or nappy hair, but we just wish our hair was white or blonde, that our eyes were blue. You don't know what blue eyes means in the real reality of things. Some things are actually what scientists call it. It's like a perversion. It's a freak thing. Words for it. Mutation. Hello, mutation. He muted. You could call them that if you wanted to, but it got you so scared of their violence and their sneaky stuff. Their lies. We are so scared of their lies that we go along with everything we see on the TV and in the movies. And in the society. So when they tell the men it's okay to be a freak, homosexual, we start, first we resent it or resist it, resistant to it. That's the word I was looking for. Because it's so unnatural and unreal, and it just rubs us the wrong way. Ugh. But as they keep advertising and bragging and boasting it, Allah says some evildoers boast about. Said in the Quran, there's a verse in the Quran said, well, the evil ones boast that they killed Jesus. Now, I know they try to present it like it's a sentimental thing. But if somebody keeps telling you the same thing over and over every year, when there's evidence in the world that thing never happened, then you could say that they kind of halfway bragging. Oh, yeah, we killed him. He's dead. He dies for you. And they keep telling you that, and it spreads. Now everybody thinks that, but the thing that they've told them is actually a lie. Quran bears witness. Allah says they did not kill him nor crucify him. They didn't kill him, and they didn't crucify him. They didn't crucify him, though it was made to appear to them, made to appear to a whole world like the media, made to appear. Their own children believe their falsehoods. That's what it says in the Quran. They kept it, they promoted it so much until their own children believe in the lies too. But their children don't change the doctrine that their forefathers created. So that's why their children don't feel sorry for the name Jesus, and that's why they don't name themselves Jesus. They just keep doing what their forefathers did. And Prophet Isa, alayhi salam, Jesus said, you are like your father, the devil. That's the fatherliness that you got in you. That's that bad habit you got in you. That's that wickedness you got in you. That's that habit you got in you. It's to keep telling people what you think. You keep following your own vain desire. You keep following what you want to do instead of looking in the book of Allah and getting with what the reality of what Jesus came with. To them with the truth. He says, if you know the truth will set you free. I didn't come of myself. I come of him who sent me. He would pray to Allah for help and strength. He would pray to Allah for provisions to be sent down from heaven, scripture to be sent to him, guidance to be sent to him, revelation to be sent to him, so he could share it with his messengers. He told his disciples, and he told them, go throughout the lands and teach what I'm teaching you. He said, don't even think about what you're going to say. Just go and start teaching. Because you're so full of the truth that I brought. You know, one of the another name of Jesus is the word of Allah. The word of Allah. Kalimatullah. The word of Allah. A spirit from Allah. That's one of so that spiritualness that Jesus had was such a capable and such a powerful blessing that Allah had blessed him with. Such a miracle that Allah had blessed him with. He told his followers, just teach what I taught you. Don't even worry about it. Just teach what I've taught you, because what I've given you is so potent that everything you tell them will be something they can use. Well, the Holy Quran is the same thing. One of the attributes or names of the Quran is al-kawl, like call. Now you can say it like that, call. And that means that Arabic word means the word. The word. Prophet Muhammad SAW said, if you keep the word of Allah, if you keep Allah's revelation and my way of living it, my sunnah, he said, you'll never go astray. And brothers and sisters, when I tell your mind, I'm talking to your mind right now, when I tell you that we have the most comprehensive, the most completely full and capable. We know everything about how to treat someone before they're born, after they're born, how to raise them. We know everything about what it is to be a father and a mother, servant of Allah, father and mother, carrier of the Quran, carrier of Allah's word, how to admonish and do da'wah, how to admonish the whole world, how to bow down in prayer, how to give in charity, how to give our talks and our khutbahs, how to warn. Allah says, فَذَكِّرْ إِنَّ فَأَتِ الذِّكْرَ. Give warning in case the warning helps. Give warning in case the warning helps. فَذَكِّرْ إِنَّ فَأَتِ الذِّكْرَ. سَيَذَكَرُ مَنْ يَخْشَى. It will be received by those who fear Allah. It will be received by the good people. They're looking for it. If you do a lot of teaching, or you are really a respectable person in your community or in your family, look how people benefit from little things you say to them that to you and me are common languages, common knowledge. In the Muslim community, we know these things. We've been living by it. We've been living by what the Prophet taught, peace be upon him, for over 1,400 years worldwide. That's a miracle in itself. For over 1,400 years, more than 1,400 years worldwide, the Muslims have been doing all of or most of what we do today. Now we do all of it because we have more revelation, or I'll put it like this. We have more practice with what was revealed than they did. They only had some of the revelation. The book was completed and given to us. We are the recipients who receive more Quran than the ones that was with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We receive more understanding of it and more practice of it and more spreading of it than the ones who were with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because they only spread to a few hundred thousand people during his life, and especially he was near the end of his life when he had 100,000 sahabi or followers. Now he has over 2 billion followers worldwide, of whom we are some. See yourself as a follower of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and see yourself as being super, super blessed by Allah every day. We, as a group, we have more wealth, more coordination, more structure, more learned people, more educated children, more, I mean, our common knowledge far surpasses what the world thinks is super smart knowledge. And most of what they got is falsehood. Most of what the PhDs have in the life of this world, in this society, in other societies, it's riddled with falsehood, riddled with holes, corruption, riddled with corruption, riddled with garbage, trash. The wind, the strong winds blow, and it's blowing their trash all over the societies of the world. But when the Muslim comes with the Holy Quran and the Sunnah, we spread nothing but purity. We spread nothing but health. We spread nothing but truth. We spread nothing but original divine doctrine from Allah, which will live forever. And it will help. It will guide. It will heal. It will judge. Yes, we judge by the light of what Allah has revealed. Allah says, any who do not judge by the light of what he has revealed, they are no better than wrongdoers. Any who fail to judge by the light of what Allah has revealed, they're no better than those who rebel. Brothers and sisters, I hope you were able to follow what we were talking about today. We're going to go into the second part of the talk because we don't want to be just going on and on and on. And I think the radio broadcast that we're on, the connection that Brother Amin does for us, I think it stops in about another 5 minutes or so. So we should be finished in about 10 minutes, inshallah. Alhamdulillah. We're going to go into the second part of the talk. May Allah bless each and every one of you. Don't hang up, you or who are on the phone. Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum. As you know, as most of you know, the khutbah, Friday khutbah, Jummah, the Jummah, which means a congregational gathering, every Friday, the Muslims come together all over the world. And as most of you know, it's a two-part talk. And it also has two rak'ahs of prayer. So now we're going into the second part. Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala al-khair al-mursaleen Muhammad ibn Abdullah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. And that means, praise be to Allah, and peace and blessings be upon his prophet Muhammad and his family and his companions, that Muhammad is the best of all of the messengers that were sent as the most completed mission. Peace be upon all of the believers the world over. We thank Allah for this Quran, the Book of Light. It's the truth. It's called Al-Haqqa. The sure reality is in it. And the Quran has many names. I believe the Quran has over 50 names. We should learn those. Allah has 99 names or attributes. We should learn those. Prophet Muhammad said, if you learn the 99 attributes of Allah, that's one of the ways to get into paradise. And so we, I mentioned about the principles. I think I got up to the fasting in the month of Ramadan, but I didn't go much into it. But we fast for 30 days. We're showing our appreciation for receiving a book that actually guides you to success, the highest success that exists. All of the Muslims have it. Hundreds of thousands, hundreds of millions of Muslims. You know, we have 2,000 million Muslims on the earth, over 2,000 million. That's what 2 billion is, 2,000 million. So we have hundreds of millions of Muslims who know the Holy Quran by heart. Hundreds of millions. What's 200 million out of 2,000 million? That's not a big number. So if we got 300 million Muslims, 400 million Muslims who know the Quran by heart, oh, what a blessing. Even if we only got 10% of that, that's 200 million. Think about it, brothers and sisters. You're not alone. Don't ever be scared and try to get these people of the Western world and the anti-righteousness world. They're anti-righteous. Don't try to get them to scare you off as a believer in what's right. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to scare you. Yeah, if you stay in the names Muslim, Islam, Christian, Jew, Hebrew, whatever, they can manipulate you. But if you say, wait a minute now, there's actually right and wrong. Now things simplify, don't they? You're either good or you're bad. You either work in righteousness or you're spreading corruption. You either want to obey Allah or you want to obey the devil. Real simple, isn't it? Makes you rethink things. But when they get on television and get you to react to their so-called political language and their schemes and their scams, and their tricks and their false doctrine, when they get you to be emotional and act out on name-calling, you're still in their media pool. Media fool pool. You're in a pool of fools controlled by the media and their name-calling and false doctrine. What they say life is, what they say reality is. They're so cold-blooded, they'll tell you who they say God is, who they say the Creator is, who they say the prophets are, what they say about the prophets, that they say the angels are people looking things with bird wings on their back, and the devil got bat wings on his back. You seen that thing in the store on the candle? It shows that it's supposed to be St. Michael as white man. Looked like a European gladiator sometime on a horse. He got a long spear. He's getting ready to stick it in somebody who looks like the black man. The white man got the bird wings. He's supposed to be an angel. And the black man got the bat wings and the claws on his fingers and his toes and the tail. He's supposed to be the devil. So if you believe their religious cartoonery and religious, like Elijah Muhammad used to say, tricknology, if you go off into their false psychology and their lies and superstitions, I mean, look, they've taken over the days of superstition. Certain day mean love. Another day mean you're a fool. Another day is a day of somebody died for you. If you believe everything they tell you, you can't be nothing but a fool. Nothing but a fool. Because you believe everything they say. The criminal they. Yeah, they're criminals. They've been criminals a long time. Cain killed his brother Abel. It was all good before that. Cain killed his brother Abel. Made a mistake. He did some bad. But Allah says in the scripture he forgave him. But he ain't killed nobody. So that murderous idea and that zipping people and robbing them and stealing, there's a verse in the Bible says, will a man rob God? Says, yes, you robbed me of a whole people. That kind of practice still keeps on. They don't want to follow Jesus. They don't want to follow Muhammad. They don't want to follow Moses. They don't want to follow any of the messages. They want to follow what Allah calls their own vain desire, what they want to do. They told Moses one time, you and Allah go ahead and fight. We'll sit here and watch. They say things, it's verses in the Quran that's telling you what they, how they think. You got to understand that Allah knows them. We don't know them. Allah said in the Holy Quran, he knows and you know not. He knows, but you know not. Talking about you and me, we don't know everything. Allah sees everywhere all the time at the same time. Nothing escapes his sight. That's what the Quran says. If you believe in the Quran, then all of a sudden your mind will wake up. Your sight will come open. You'll have insight. You'll have vision. Nobody will be able to trick you with their lies and concepts and all that stuff. We follow Allah. Allah is our Lord. That's who we bow to when we bow down to pray. We're bowing to Allah. Nobody else. Get all that stuff out your head. Stop thinking about whoever and whatever. When you're praying, make that exclusive for Allah. Make your whole life exclusive for Allah, because he tells you that your goods, your purses, everything belongs to him. Yourself and your property belongs to Allah. But when you're making your prayer, oh, come on now. You're bowing down. You see yourself bow down. Don't close your eyes. Keep them open so you can see yourself bowing down, and then ask yourself, who am I bowing down to? Not while you're praying, but you can do it while you're praying too. I'm bowing to Allah. And you don't even have to say it because you are saying it. What do you say? Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. That's what you're saying. You're moving for Allah. When you move, when you stand up straight, you say Allahu Akbar. When you bend, you say Allahu Akbar. When you put your head on the ground, you say Allahu Akbar. When you sit back up, you say Allahu Akbar. You're moving for Allah. So keep your eyes open so you can see yourself. What you're doing and what you're supposed to be doing, what you should always be doing, is moving for Allah, talking for Allah, opening your mouth for Allah, listening for Allah. You raise your hands to your ears and you say, Allahu Akbar. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi said, you should keep your tongue wet with the words of remembrance of Allah called zikr. You should keep your tongue wet remembering how good Allah is to you. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Praise be to you, Allah. Subhanallah, you are perfect. You have no flaws. I'm bowing to the one who knows everything. I'm bowing to the one who will show me. I'm bowing to the one who created me and who will take my soul, who is the guardian over my whole life, for my whole life, who has given me life, who will heal me when I'm sick. Thank you, Allah. Alhamdulillah. That's what we should be saying. When we make a mistake, we should say, oh, Allah, forgive me. Don't ever give up on yourself, or don't ever give up on the good life that Allah has given you because you make a mistake or a sin. Allah says if you have sins as big as the earth, he's got forgiveness bigger than that. So stay on the job as a believer. Brothers and sisters, I know there's a lot I wanted to say. Tons and tons of the greatest knowledge in the creation. Nobody talks like us. They don't think like us. They're not like us. Yes, we all come from the same Father, the same humanity. But we kept on growing, and we're not going to stop. We assume the authority that Allah has placed with us. He says, "Huwallazi ja'alakum khalifal ard." It is he who has made you his agent, his inheriting agent. "Huwallazi ja'alakum khalifal ard," al-ard, on the earth, in your life. That's what it's talking about. We're going to close. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum. Inna Allahu malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. And that means that surely Allah and his angels do salute Muhammad. O you who believe, do you likewise, and give him a great salute. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyyatina qurrata a'yunin waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. And that means, our Lord, give us wives and offspring that will be a comfort to our eyes and grant us the grace to lead the righteous. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim ala Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Allahumma barak ala Muhammad kama baraka ala Ibrahim ala Ibrahim til alamin innaka Hamidum Majid. And that means, our Lord, exalt Muhammad and the family of Muhammad as you exalted Abraham and his family. That means as follows. And O Allah, bless Muhammad and his family as you blessed Abraham and his family followers. So surely you are praised and magnified. Rabbana aghfir lana dhunubana wa israfina fi amrina wa thabbit aqdamana wa ansurna ala kalamil kafirin. Our Lord, forgive us our sins and anything we may have done that transgressed our duty. Establish our feet firmly and give us strength and victory against those who stand against faith. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhabannar. Our Lord, give us good in this world and good in the hereafter, and save us from the chastisement of the hellfire. Amen. And also, brothers and sisters, I meant to say after the Hajj, we fast and are grateful for the Quran, and that's what we're fasting for. And we fast for 30 days. We also go on the pilgrimage to Mecca once in a lifetime, the holy city of Mecca, once in a lifetime if the journey is affordable and we're healthy. So we're going to call the Iqamah so we can stand to prayer and make the two rak'ahs or the two parts of the Jumu'ah prayer.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Hayyala salah, hayyala salah. Hayyala al-falah, hayyala al-falah. Qad qamat as-salah, qad qamat as-salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. This is two rak'ahs of the fard prayer for Jumu'ah, and we are bowing only to Allah. And the two rak'ahs, as I said, and we want everybody to stand up and make their line straight. So we say astaw, astaw means line up straight, and we're facing the Kaaba, and we're calling on Allah for His guidance, mercy, prayer. For His guidance and His mercy, to make our intention, or Allah is our intention, to perform Salat Tol Jumu'ah, two rak'ahs, fard prayer, and go to Yuzan Yuzan, charity, and the thing of the world. Allahu Akbar.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Arrahmanir Rahim, Malik Yawm al-Din. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله فآمن أهل الكتاب الله كان خير لكم منهم المؤمنون وأكثرهم الفاسقون. الله أكبر.
سميع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawm al-Din. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Rat al-Ladina anamta alayhim, غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أليف لامين صاد. كتاب أنزل إليك فلا يكن في صدرك هرج منه. الله أكبر. سمي الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise to Allah, the Lord of all the world. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, most gracious, most merciful. Maliki Yawmiddin, master of the day of judgment, divine ruler of the day of judgment. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. The alone do we worship and the alone whose aid we seek. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Show us the straight way. Sirat al-ladina an'amta alayhim. We are those upon whom you have bestowed your grace and favor. Amen. Not the way of those upon whom your wrath is brought down, nor those who go astray. Amen. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Takbir. Allahu Akbar. Takbir. Allahu Akbar. Takbir. Allahu Akbar. Brothers and sisters, we are so grateful you could join us today. We want to make a dua for the brothers and sisters who are ill and those who have passed on. And we're saying, oh Allah, have mercy upon us. And forgive us our sins and bless those among us who are ill and bless them to get stronger and be healed and free of disease and return to their families. And, oh Allah, bless those who have returned to you, have given them the sins, admit them into paradise, have mercy upon them. And, oh Allah, let their families not be grieved for them, for all those who worship and all of those who are blessed by you, Allah. You said you would join them with their families in the hereafter. So, Ameen. So, brothers and sisters, we again for joining us. My name is Muhammad Khatib. We're here in Los Angeles, and this is the year 1444 of the Islamic calendar, and I think this is Rabi the first. Not sure exactly what day it is, but we should learn Islamic calendar. We should learn Arabic numerals. You know, the English use some of the Western world uses some of the Arabic numerals anyway. So you won't have to learn a whole bunch of them. The zero is zero. The nine is a nine. Tisa. The what we got. The wahid is one. So and then the two looks like a two, but it's turned sideways. So that's the Arabic two, and the three looks the same. So the five looks like the shape of a heart. So you won't have much to learn. And then start practicing learning your letters, the alphabet. And then learn some vocabulary and start with the words that would be the most natural to start with. Learn how to write Allah. Learn how to write Muhammad. Learn how to, you know, write with the name Allah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahu Akbar. Learn how to write that. So there's more rewards than you ever Allah said. You can't count all of his blessings. You'll never be able to number how he's going to bless you. So let us keep that in mind, and inshallah, we'll see you at the Jummah next week, those of you who are on the radio here. And again, we appreciate Brother Ameen for his help bringing us our Jummah on Blog Talk Radio. And as brothers all across the country and sisters who are listening in, and we thank Allah for your participation and you joining us, and we hope that you'll tell somebody about our Jummah who can't get out. There's people in the hospital. There are elderly people. There's people who are expecting, they can't get around. So have them dial our phone number, the Blog Talk Radio. You can't get their phone number in every part with every company. I'll put it like that. But the Blog Talk Radio phone number is area code 515. 602-9665. So it's area code 515-602-9665. The phone number at the our main line phone number is 310-925-5000.
310-925-3945. 310-925-3945. Our other auxiliary phone has some lines, and that phone number is area code 562-474-7313. That's area code 562-474-7313. Those are our numbers. So if one's not working, or you feel like you can't get through it, nobody answers you, radio won't answer you, but it'll tell you, it will answer you. It'll tell you that you are welcome to Blog Talk Radio, and just stay on the line or something to that effect. We're doing the best we can. You may be shorthanded. Sometimes we're shorthanded, but keep in mind that Allah is always with us, and Allah has promised to make a way for believers, because we're the people who try harder than anybody else, and we're taught that way. We're made of that. So may Allah bless each and every one of you. Again, we appreciate you for joining us for Jumu'ah, and we pray that Allah will bless you and your family and your friends, and work hard with other believers. Work hard, be thrifty, save. You know, learn how to sacrifice, be strong, and don't be afraid. We'll talk to you soon, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you.